Speaking to VOA by telephone from an undisclosed location, the head of the Somali Center for Peace and Democracy, Ibrahim, says combatants in the battle for control of Mogadishu are turning villages and neighborhoods into graveyards for men, women, and children. Among the insurgents violating human rights, Ibrahim singles out the fighters of the militant Al-Qaeda-linked Islamic group called the Shabab, which has been waging a fierce guerrilla war against Somalia's internationally recognized but weak transitional federal government and tens of thousands of Ethiopian soldiers in the country protecting it. The insurgency began shortly after Ethiopian troops entered Somalia last December to help the interim government oust Somali Islamists from power. But Ibrahim says the joint force of Ethiopian troops and forces loyal to the transitional federal government are just as responsible for a growing list of human rights violations, atrocities, and abuses against civilians in the city. Alicia Rubio, VOA News, Nairobi.